News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's bring in the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Hi.
What have you been told happened in Newtown and Kennedy last night?
Look, this is a site, as we know, that has been identified to house and to put up tents for international protection applicants. And I mean, I think we do need to get back to what is happening here. My colleague, Minister O'Gorman, Roderick O'Gorman, who we are all working to support, is trying to accommodate those who are arriving here, who are applying for international protection. And we've all seen the tents. We've all seen what's happening over the last number of months, where we do have a housing crisis, but we do also have an obligation to accommodate people. What we've also seen, and I think we all very much value the right in this country for people to be able to protest and to protest peacefully, but people do not have a right. And this is where, and to reference Shane, where we are now at a crossing point, people do not have a right to prevent someone from entering their property, from people going to work, from developing a site that they own. And this is what has happened here on this site. Gardaí will always police by consent. And again, we value that in this country. We value the fact that our Gardaí know how to judge a situation, know how to manage it, know how to respond effectively. But when you have Gardaí doing their job, helping to clear a site so that somebody can get onto it, and then becoming under attack, they have to respond. And that's exactly what happened last night. And
is this a change in tactic, Helen McEntee? Because up until now, the Gardaí have had a pretty much hands-off approach at this type of event. Are they now going to respond in a more robust fashion in future?
With what Gardaí have done, and you have to remember, while this is one site and it's been very visible in public and social media, really has such a huge role here where particular issues can be manipulated and exaggerated. But Gardaí have managed hundreds of sites right across the country. They have worked with people. They have worked with local communities where they have had peaceful protests, whether we agree with that or not. But people have worked, and Gardaí have worked closely together to manage situations. But they haven't, in particular for this site, they have cleared it a number of times. They have been there. They have been managing it. But it did escalate last night to a situation where you had Gardaí coming under fire, where you had Gardaí being attacked, and six people were arrested. And I don't think anybody looking at the pictures from last night would disagree with the approach that the Gardaí have taken. We cannot have a situation.
So you think they were justified in what they did last night?
Absolutely. I'm sorry, but you cannot have a situation where somebody cannot get on their site, where a person cannot go to work, where you cannot cross a line because others decide that they're not going to let you. That's not the world that we live in. Law and order has to be upheld. The rules have to be upheld. Our laws have to be upheld. And while people have a right to protest, absolutely, you cannot have Gardaí coming under fire for the work that they do. So I absolutely support Gardaí in the work that they do. And I do support, and I think Gardaí, it's funny, are coming under criticism for not doing enough, for using the graduated response, for being seen as being too standoffish is the word that's been used. But they are looking at the situation. They are on the ground. They are engaging with people, and they are managing it in the way that they have been trained and that they know works. But it comes to a point where a site has been cleared a number of times. We have people in tents, literally in tents on Main Street in Dublin, and we need to accommodate them and to prevent people from going to work. To be able to accommodate them, it simply isn't good enough.
Some people in Newtown and Kennedy, I'm not saying all of them, but some people clearly have issues with this site being used for that, and there's a lot of different tropes about men of a certain age who are unvetted coming in to stay in these camps, and I'm not going to go into that because I don't think it's necessarily true. But you know, what about the legitimate objections that people have to these camps being set up in the first place, lack of consultation, etc.?
So communities are being engaged with. Communities will be engaged with. We've seen even in my own county where community groups are working with local authorities. We're working with Minister O'Gorman's department to make sure that if somebody is coming into an area, whether it's a large group, a smaller group, families, whether it's men, that there are supports put in place wrapped around them. Because my understanding is for the vast majority of people who genuinely have concerns, it's concerns that there is perhaps, you know, it's in a more rural area, that there mightn't be the services. How do we make sure that people can come and go, that they can go to work, that there are children there, that they can get to school? They are the genuine concerns that are being raised with me by members of communities where they know that there's potentially an accommodation site being developed or where people are moving into an area.
Why do we have all these tricolour waving people, Helen McIntyre, who seem to turn up at all these events? Is there an element of orchestration, do you think?
I absolutely believe that there are people at these protests who are not local, who have no intention other than to create the scenes that we saw last night. And that's exactly what happened. Gardaí responded to make sure that people were able to access a site, to work on that site. And this is what happened. They were attacked. We saw buildings set on fire. It's not good enough. And Gardaí have to be able to respond, not just to protect themselves, but to uphold the law. And those who are genuine, those who have genuine concerns that I've just outlined, are never going to partake in that type of behaviour. So, you know, to Shane's point, I think that we are at a crossroads here. Do we allow this to happen? Do we allow people who have no alternative other than to create mayhem and to create a divided society to suggest that every migrant coming in here is a criminal, to suggest that there are ulterior motives? Do we let them take hold or do we make sure that law and order is upheld? And that's exactly what we saw happen last night.
Your other cabinet colleague, Micheál Martin, is speaking in the British media today, saying that their Rwanda bill is leading to the increase that you referenced earlier in the week of people coming across the border from the north into the south and claiming asylum here. Are you concerned that this problem is going to get much worse now that Britain has taken a tougher stand?
Do you know, I think it is probably having an impact in the numbers coming. The significant number of people that are coming from the UK, that wasn't the case in years gone by. We potentially will have people coming from somewhere else in a year or two. So this is the challenge that we face now. What we need to make sure, and what I'm trying to do, is to upgrade the system that we have so that the people that do come here, wherever they are coming from, that they're processed quickly, they're turned around quickly. And those who are given a negative decision or a positive decision more quickly, it is much easier to manage. So we are working with the system that was built.
If they arrive in from the UK, though, Minister, if they arrive from the UK, they're out of the European Union. We can't send them back there, can we?
Well, look, what we have is a separate arrangement with the UK. Yes, the UK are out of the EU, and I suppose very clearly what it's shown is they left the EU. One of the reasons being cited at the time was to deal with migration. They actually have more people coming to the UK now than they had before they left the EU. So that's a separate point. But to those who are saying the migration pact, how we manage this, we go it alone, that doesn't work. We need to work with people, and we are working with the UK. So while we're seeing this increase, and this is the challenge that we're facing at the moment, we have arrangements, we have agreements, we work very closely with the UK because of the common travel area, because of the fact that we have an open border. And it's something that we fought very hard for very obvious reasons. But we need to make sure that the system that we have, that was built back in 2015, where we had about 3,000 people per year coming, where we're now dealing with multiples of that, that the system works, but also that the relationship, that the agreements, that the legal mechanisms that we have in place with the UK, that they work and that they are strong. So that is what is happening now. That's the work that I'm doing, updating our systems and making sure that they are as effective as they can
be. All right. We leave it there. Minister for Justice Helen McIntyre, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.